Classic hits, 99.7 KFRC, 741. Cammy and Dean here this morning. Sunny, warm, and windy. High fire danger out there.
Yeah, but it's going to be beautiful. And Ken Jennings is here, the winningest
in
Jeopardy
studio with
stud ever.
You know, we need the Jeopardy music. Like, he's never heard this before. There we go.
Jeopardy music.
Wow, how about that?
I'm lucky. How are you guys doing?
Oh, well, we're thrilled to have you here. We watched, I mean, of course, everybody did. America did. Chronicled your every appearance for all those weeks. I mean, it was, we were with you. Did you feel us?
I ruined people's social lives for months and months. You know, people finally had their weeknights back once I lost.
Do you still watch the show today and answer all the questions?
I can't watch it like with the same, you know, relaxation and calm that I used to. You know, if I hear the Jeopardy music now on the TV, I sort of tense up. I've got like post-traumatic Jeopardy stress disorder or something.
Are there any more questions? Have they consulted you and said, you know, we need some tough questions. Can you help us out here?
No. There's, as I say in my book, Brainiac, there's very tough security separating the contestants from anybody who might know the answer. So you don't get to chill with Alex at all. You know, he doesn't ask me to go bowling. I don't really see anybody from the show.
Have people who have gotten the chance to go on Jeopardy consulted you as a coach, like asked you to help prep them?
Yeah, I actually have had a few calls like that, and I'm always happy to give advice. There's actually a chapter in Brainiac which is, you know, pretty good advice on how to get on Jeopardy, just because it details how, you know, the creepy obsessive things that I did to try to get on the show.
Well, what were those creepy obsessive things?
Well, I don't know. I used to watch, this sounds pretty weird, but picture this. Like, I'm watching Jeopardy 2-3 times a day, thanks to the miracle of TiVo, and I'm standing up. I'm standing behind my recliner at home, you know, pretending I'm on the set, you know, behind the podium, and I'm jamming my thumb up and down on a Fisher-Price ring stacking toy that I stole from my toddler, you know, pretending this is the Jeopardy buzzer, and try to figure out the time. Oh, and making flashcards. We had, like, I think thousands of flashcards on presidents and world capitals and cocktails, because I don't drink, but I needed to know how to mix all the potent potables that they ask about. So
you must have an amazing RAM.
I guess. Now I've forgotten it all, of course, but, you know, a few months ago, I was good.
You were cramming, and then so you didn't, it didn't stay.
Right, yeah. I think I'm like anybody else. You know, if something interests me, then it'll, you know, just happen to stick in my brain. You know, that's why I like trivia, because it tends to be sort of cool, interesting knowledge. But, you know, how to mix a Harvey Wallbanger, I got no idea.
So when you, was it KTLA, where do they tape it?
They actually tape it down at the Sony Studios in Culver City.
Okay. Now, did you have to, I know you have to bring tons of clothes with you.
Right, because they do 5 shows in a day.
Exactly. So that must have been, again, I got to pack again? Oh, I'm packing some more?
And not just that, like, I'm a computer programmer, you know, I don't have, like, 5 types. You know, when I dress up, it's like wearing the shorts without the ketchup stain on it. So I had to steal clothes from my dad and my brother, who are lawyers.
And did your family miss you? I mean, you were gone a long time, or did you go back on weekends? How did that work?
It's sort of a back and forth thing where a couple times a month I would fly down and tape 10 shows. But the tricky part is that nobody could know. As I had signed like a non-disclosure agreement, I wouldn't tell anybody if I'd won or lost. So I have to secretly fly back down. This is all in the book Brainiac. I had to secretly fly back down, not tell my parents where I was going. My boss was telling lies for me at work. So I'm like Clark Kent, you know.
Oh my gosh,
secret
yeah.
identity that nobody at his dull office job at the Daily Planet knows about.
But nobody said, hey, you know, he's gone every Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah, if you think computer programmers are smart, you know. If you think programmers are smart, nobody ever caught on.
But see, nobody had achieved that before. So they weren't expecting it. They probably thought, okay, he went on Jeopardy and whatever. Right. But nobody had ever gone so far, so there wasn't that sort of curiosity.
How much money?
Just over $2.5 million at the end of the streak.
What have you done with it?
Not a whole lot. We bought a widescreen TV, so there's a little bit left.
Okay, yeah. That's about $1.4 million, so go ahead.
We just moved to Seattle, actually, and bought a new house. So that was really the only big purchase.
Wow.
My goodness. And so are you training your kids?
He doesn't seem to need much training. I have a 3-year-old who seems to be like the trivia nerd type in general. You know, in Brainiac, I describe myself as a kid in this sort of sponge-like brain that trivia people just seem to have since infancy. And he's totally the same way. You know, you read him a Curious George book one night at bedtime, and the next night he can read it back to you, you know, from memory. It's creepy.
Wow.
So maybe he'll be breaking my game show record someday.
Yeah. Ken Jennings is with us. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food?
Yeah.
I like seafood. I like scallops.
That's incorrect. I'm sorry. It was Mexican. I'm sorry.
Mexican. Now, Brainiac is out in stores, and it chronicles your whole rise to the Jeopardy Hall of Fame. championship.
Well as well as America's love affair with trivia and some of these obsessive people that love trivia games.
And then you've got some trivia in here, too, for fun, yeah?
Yeah, each chapter has like 10 trivia questions built in.
Well, now, Aaron's favorite page was the last page where you talk about the typeface of the book.
Yeah, I spent hours on that, just polishing every serif on that page.
Serif, that's your vocabulary word for the day.
KFRC, the Bay Area's classic hits. Cammie and Dean here, 7:53. And our guest, Ken Jennings.
Jeopardy champ, new author, too. Brainiac is the book, The Adventures in the Curious, Competitive, Compulsive World of Trivia Buffs. So your whole life, Ken, growing up, you were obsessed with trivia.
Yeah, I watched Jeopardy at age 10, you know, and just, you know, the way some kids want to be a fireman or a pirate, you know, or whatever. I wanted to be a game show contestant, damn it.
You've lived your dream.
I can't believe it. It's surreal.
So you never saw it when Art Fleming was the host?
No, he went off the air the same year I was born.
Well. Now, so Alex Trebek, of course, you saw a lot of them face-to-face on the show, but you guys didn't hang out. You were prohibited.
No. I tell the story in Brainiac and just, you know, the Pentagon level security they have backstage. The contestants have to go to the bathroom together, you know? It's very tight because they don't want the appearance of rigging the show or anything.
Sure.
So you don't get to chill with Alex.
Oh, man. Well, we've got a question on the line right now. Yes, sir, go ahead.
I just wanted to know if you knew the origin of the word trivia and the story behind it.
Yeah, it's actually in the book.
Do you want the book to look it up?
No. I wrote the book, so that helps. It's from the Latin for three ways. It refers both to a crossroads and to the three introductory courses in medieval universities: grammar, rhetoric, and logic. And,
okay, you got it.
Oh, what does he win?
Hey, well, you know, and actually, it was also not just it was everyone would stop at the crossroads and talk about trivial matters.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
See, from the master, Ken Jennings. Now, what are you going to do now? I mean, you've written the book. You quit your job, obviously.
I quit my job when I got the deal to write the book. And I had a blast just traveling around, meeting all these trivia-holics and writing Brainiac. And I hope maybe it's the start of a new career as an author. I would love to keep writing.
Well, I'll bet you could. If not, could you figure out all the problems we have in this country since you're so darn smart?
Yeah, I'll go invent an electric car or something.
That'd be great. On my spare time. That would be great.
And we have cafeteria food for you, so please stay with us. I know you're probably sick of cafeteria food, having to do game show stuff.
Oh, man, that Sony commissary food that'll kill
you. The commissary food every time. Okay.
Well, it looks like you survived it well. Well, thank you so much, and congratulations on the book, Brainiac. It's Ken Jennings on KFRC.